Blog Talk Radio.
Played on VH1. I kept trying to push the campaign, but since you were being geeky, going, no, I don't want it to be on VH1. It needs to be on VH1. We need to make some history.
Why not, people? Come on. That'd have been awesome.
Yeah, because they were saying, vote for your favorite iTunes song, and I was like, come on, everybody, vote. MTV, do it.
That'd have been so effing awesome.
I know, right? Nobody wants to.
You people ruin all the fun.
I just wanted to see the look on the faces of people going, what the hell? Take my avatar? I would have loved to also have heard it on the radio. Just one day, pull up next to somebody, just bumping it in their car. I like this song. What's it about? What does she mean, my avatar? What does she mean? She mean my Twitter avatar? You know, people who are not gamers. My Twitter avatar? No, honey.
No, honey.
This is not what it's
about. It can be a little slow sometimes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. There will be none of that this morning.
Yeah. Too late. I already did it.
I would like
it. Slow news day, but you know, it is day before the holidays.
It is not slow. The scandal of the century is still going on.
That's true. Oh my God. I'm gonna listen more about that today. Oh my God.
It is everywhere. Oh man, everywhere.
I could not believe that even happened. All right, so we should probably tell them what we're talking about. You want to go first? You want to tell them?
I can indeed. Now, if you missed last night's show, you missed a good one. We had trolls and everything. I don't know about you, but he got a call from me this morning. Dude, you are so on our list. You are on our list. Anyway, so last night we were supposed to be chatting about, you know, the big show of female force at GDC. We were all proud and going to discuss, you know, how it might change the industry now because it was a little different than before. It's been some time since it happened. When the second boot dropped, apparently at the IGDA party, an industry party held after the actual conference, they decided to spice things up a bit. They'd add some pole dancers and a few strippers.
Wow.
And then that was not the end of it. Some of you were like, and so what? Well, It's a professional event. Imagine if your boss, those of you who work at McDonald's, decided to have strippers during your meeting. I'm sure you...
Really not a good thing.
No, not a good thing. People would see through the windows. You know, it's just not good. But in any case...
Dressed up like Ronald McDonald.
That's right. Miss Brenda Brathwaite, now known as Brenda Romero, was so upset about this, she resigned her position as co-chair of IGDA's Women in Games Special Interest Group. Basically, she said she woke up to some messages on Twitter, a bunch of texts and links to news of the IGDA party, and she said it saddened her. She'd been a longtime supporter of the IGDA. However, her silence would have been complicity. She had no choice. And just hours after their panel that they did, the One Reason to Be panel, also the people who have departed is Darius Cassini, who resigned from his IGDA post. Kate Edward, who is executive director of the IGDA, wrote that they recognized some of the performers' costumes at the party were inappropriate, and also some of the activities they performed were not what we expected or approved. We regret that the IGDA was
grinding on a stripper pole? Really, people? Really? Really?
They're also throwing...
Some of their actions. So which of those stripper moves were approved then?
Wait now. They are going further because we didn't have this much last night. There's a little more to it. Yetizen, who is the mobile funding incubator, sponsored the party, they said, and they hired the dancers. And they did something similar at last year's party, IGDA party. So you know what that means? You already had a...
Yeah. So you knew about this. You approved it. Just give it up. Stop trying to deny it. You totally totally effing approve this. This is your fault that this even happened in the first place.
Now, Kazemi said he made it clear he is speaking as an individual as he is no longer representing the IGDA. He said he had massive reservations using Yeti Zen as their sponsor the second year in a row after they burned them last year by using scantily clad women. He said, but I did not speak up about them internally because I did not want to rock the boat with like 2 weeks left in my term for that. I am sorry.
You had 2 weeks left. Why would you care if you rocked the damn boat?
And Brenda has now tweeted this morning actually last night. She says two women walked up to her this morning with tears in their eyes, and they thanked her. Now she has tears in her eyes. Brenda, she says she woke up. Two women walked up to her this morning with tears in their eyes, and they thanked her. And she says she now has tears in her eyes as well. If you're not familiar with the One Reason to Be was, it's a panel with a topic that covered reasons why women should develop games, and it's a play on a widespread hashtag from Twitter that we did a couple of months ago, One Reason to Be, that people used to talk about the issues of sexism and development in games themselves. Also, we had California's second lady, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, who held a panel on the portrayal of women in games at the GDC as well. So this was a very good day and then an equally very bad day at the same time.
Yeah.
So we, of course, went off about it last night. You got to listen, though. We can't tell you what was said. You got to be listening. That was, wow. I'm still in shock this morning over when that started coming across. There's a bunch of comments around the web. The comments are just amazing. Some of the comments I like. I like when someone made a comment about how they have a sense of entitlement, and they said, of course, entitlement is when you think something is a problem because it's a problem to you personally. I don't like the comment for what it was said. I like the comment because this is highlighting what a big problem that we have.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what entitlement is about. It means you think you are entitled to have something because it's not your problem personally. No. I'm not going to say your name there because your real name there. I could just blow you up out the water. But anyway, they have a couple of stupid guys that said our dancers not entitled to dance. This is artistic censorship. And, of course, some people are like, no one's upset with the dancers. They're upset with the event organizers.
I'm not upset with the dancers. Strippers are awesome. But, you know, everybody's got to make their money. The deal is the strippers should not have been at this event.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're upset about. So people stop, you know, trying to be all like, oh, women just hate strippers. No, us women like strippers just as much as men do, if not more, man. We like some boobs. So, hey.
And now, Bruce McGlory, I'm going to put your comment out there because I like it. He says, you are confusing a professional conference with a frat house. Grow up. He said that to the person that made
it. Hey, effing men.
Yeah. So, anyway, you people, Yeti's in.
You people,
Yeti's in. Not cute.
Not at all.
And this is not the end of this. I'm willing to bet you all better watch out. Brenda is very militant herself. They're more than going to get cut. I'm looking for a new organization to come from this, and it's probably going to be very female-centric, and Brenda's going to rule it with an iron hand. That's what she does. That's how she rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully if we can get – I don't know if we're going to actually be able to grab her now. Things are all chaotic around her, I'm sure, but we're trying to get her over here. She was due to come over here, you know, next week. I don't know if we'll be – I'm going to email her Monday, hopefully the weekend, and she'll be placated with some nice candy and Easter eggs and cute children and things. Maybe they'll calm things down around her as well. So we'll probably harass her Monday, see what's what, because I'm like right now, I know it's like – if I was to email her, it's going to get lost amid a sea of emails. Just like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so dumb.
I just can't even believe that this happened. It just...
Well, I know Adria Richards is probably very happy that she's not on the front page anymore.
That is true. That is true. Not that we're going to forget about you, chick. You opened your mouth, you stuck your foot in your mouth, and, well, we're not going to forget that very soon.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a statement she released earlier in the week somehow. We must have missed it a couple days ago.
Everybody seems so mean to me. Stop being mean.
She says, those who know me well in developer and tech community recognize that I have always tried to conduct myself in a way that builds bridges for everyone. My central aim is to do everything I can to help create new, inclusive inroads for all, no matter who they are, where they come from, or what they believe. Development is about innovation, creativity, and in a grand sense, the betterment of humanity, human society through technology. So it stands to reason that everyone should have a seat at the table, and everyone involved in this vital community should feel welcome, safe, and respected. In essence, the worldwide community of developers can and should function as a reflection of what our wider society strives to be. I cannot comment at this time on the specifics of what occurred at PyCon on March 17th and the subsequent events in the following days, but I can offer some general thoughts. I don't think anyone who was part of what happened at PyCon that day could possibly have imagined how this issue would have exploded into the public consciousness the way it has. I certainly did not, and now the severest of consequences have manifested. All I wish to do is find the good in what has been one of the most challenging weeks of my life. And I do believe there is good to be found in this situation. Debate and recrimination can and must give way to dialogue that explores the root causes of these issues in the tech industry. As developers and members of the startup community, we can welcome newcomers, women. You know what? It's nice that you released a statement and it started out well, but now you're still talking about the issues in the community. And you see the way that these...
This had nothing to do with...
No.
The community issues. This had to do with that you're a butthurt little crybaby who couldn't woman up take care of her shit on her own.
And now this was published by All Things D and VentureBeat. I love the author also added that the conspicuous absences from her statement include any mention of the Playhaven developer who got fired as a result of her initial tweet.
No apology, no nothing, no, all right, hey, look, I see that I did wrong. Nothing. You're still blaming everybody else.
And you should take some blame. See how the other ladies, they dealt with an issue. That's what we were saying last night. You had an issue over an overheard conversation. And then these ladies actually, I'm standing in front of a woman who is doing the splits on a pole, and I'm supposed to be at a professional event. And you not see the extremes between these two, and where yours was overkill, and where when these ladies said, we are quitting, we are done with this organization because of this, there's a difference. And they didn't even, a lot of them could have, women that were at the party could have snapped pictures of Getty Zen. We could have pictures of all of them that work at that company and say, I refuse to do business with them. It's going to be bad enough for them as it is. You need to acknowledge that you did wrong. And nothing in the statement, just skimming it, says, that she actually feels sorry for what she did. She actually, and I don't know, well, I don't know her personally, but based on this, it looks as though she feels like I did it absolutely the correct thing. Yes, it blew up in my face, but I still did the correct thing. I don't like that.
No, you did not. You did not do the correct thing at all.
No.
Correct thing would have been, hey, I can overhear you. Can you quiet it down or get your ass up and move?
And then you wait until somebody says something to you. If you've already confronted them in the nicest way possible, hey, guys, I can hear you, then find that a little offensive. You know, kind of keep it down and trying to hear conference. If they said, F you, that's when you take a picture and put it on Twitter. That's when you say, I asked these guys to be quiet, and they wouldn't, you know, they insulted me, and then
instead,
I got up.
Instead, you stole these guys' livelihoods. You stole their paychecks, fed their families, housed their families, took care of their families, all over that you got your little bitty feelings hurt.
And she looks as though she's pretty young and doesn't have a family and probably is really not understanding what she's done. The day will come, young lady, when you will have children, and when, you know, something like this happens to you, then it will click to you, oh, my God, that's what I did to you. How am I going to feed this other person that I have to take care of? I lost my job. And not only did he just lose his job, we're not talking about where they come in and they see everybody's laid off. You put his face all over the internet, so anywhere he walks into, they're going to be like, aren't you that PyCon guy?
Exactly. You pretty much ruined his life over an inside joke they were talking about that you happened to have overheard.
And then what makes it even more worse is this that happened this week is going to exacerbate it. Because
and you
really
can't even have the woman parts to woman up and apologize and admit your error.
That's right. Good morning to you, Eileen.
Good morning, Eileen. Good morning. Good morning.
That's a weather angel. We haven't seen you in a while. She apparently liked a tweet that I put out last night. Never, ever troll a show where the girls are geeks and we have caller ID. Remember the guy last night.
That reminds me. I've got stuff to do a little bit. All right, so Anyway.
Back to the news after we've had a minor rant again this morning.
Yes, yes. This one isn't exactly about video games, but it is kind of geeky and something I want to talk about. Oh, actually, hold on. I've got two things. Where is it? Somebody died today. Let me get his name. Richard Griffiths. If anybody knows who that is, he was Harry's Uncle Vernon on Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
He passed away from complications from heart surgery.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so sad.
Third person from the Harry Potter cast that's died.
Apparently, he had recently had heart surgery, and he passed away from complications. He was 65.
Really, was he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just not even really all that old.
No?
So sorry. Our condolences. I don't know what that noise is that I'm hearing.
We don't hear it, so you are right.
Okay. All right. My next one I want to talk about, again, still not geeky. This is up on the Yahoo tech section, actually. FBI attempts to explain UFO memo in vault.
That is geeky.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has broken its silence on the most popular file in its, digital vault. The one-page memo dated March 22, 1950, was addressed to FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover from Guy Hotel, then head of the FBI's Washington, D.C. field office. It relayed some information from an informant. Flying saucers, information concerning. An investigator for the Air Force stated that three so-called flying saucers have been recovered in New Mexico. This is written by Hotel. They were described as being circular in shape with raised centers approximately 50 feet in diameter. Each one was occupied by three bodies of human shape, but only 3 feet tall, dressed in metallic cloth of a very fine texture. Each body was bandaged in a manner similar to the blackout suits used by speed flyers and test pilots. No further evaluation was attempted. The file published by the Vault in April 2011 under the Freedom of Information Act has been viewed by nearly a million times, in part because media outlets erroneously reported that the FBI had posted proof of a UFO crash at Roswell, New Mexico in 1947 and the recovery of wreckage and alien corpses. A bizarre memo that appears to prove that aliens did land in New Mexico prior to 1950 has been published by the FBI. That was coming from the Daily Mail back in 2011. The hotel memo does not prove the existence of UFOs, says the Bureau. It's simply a second or third-hand claim that we never investigated. Bull crap! Nice try. No, I'm sorry. Somebody says, we have UFOs. No, FBI is all over that. I'm so sorry. Don't even try to give us... We never investigated that. Whatever. Who do you think we are? Seriously, not all of us have rotted our brains away watching those stupid orange Oompa Loompas on TV, okay? It was first released publicly in the late 1970s and had been posted on the FBI website for several years prior to the launch of the vault. Besides the FBI notes, the hotel memo is dated nearly 3 years after the infamous events in Roswell in July of 1947. There's no reason to believe the two are connected, the Bureau says. Really? Really? I'm sorry. Do you think we were born yesterday?
I may have been born yesterday, born at night, but not last night. Okay, so...
Right? What in the world? The FBI has only occasionally been involved in investigating reports of UFOs and extraterrestrials for a few years after the Roswell incident. Director Hoover did order his agents, the request of the Air Force, to verify any UFO sightings. That practice ended in July 1950, 4 months after the hotel memo, suggesting that our Washington field office didn't think enough of that flying saucer story to look into it. I don't believe you. Just so you know, I don't believe you.
You know, we may have to have a conspiracy theory show or something. And I love watching those.
I'm all for that. Let's do that. I like that idea. Because
conspiracy theory shows. I love some of the things that people bring to the, where they talk about what they saw. And then I love when they debunk some of them, and some of them they're like, we really just don't know. We don't know what happened there.
Especially because I was coming from the FBI to the president at the time. That tells me that somebody out there did indeed investigate this.
Yeah.
Why would you have the memo?
Why would you lock it away in a vault? There was nothing. You throw it away.
Exactly.
You locked it away in a vault. You could have shredded it. You could have cut it up. It's not like anybody had copies back then.
We can take it. Believe it or not, we can take it. Who knows? Well, maybe it'll stop the stupidity of watching the stupid Oompa Loompas on TV. Oh, let's see who got drunk and got thrown in jail.
I don't know if we could take it, but I certainly look at people who think that we're the only living things in the universe and say, there's something wrong with you. Even on your planet, there's like millions of bugs in your yard that you don't even see. You don't
I don't know. It seems like all the time we're hearing about new species that they discovered. I mean, hell, they just discovered some underneath some, Antarctic ice? They discovered some bacteria that they didn't know existed.
Yep.
So like, oh, nothing can live here. Oh, hey, wait, look at that. There's something here. And now they're saying that they think there might be stuff on Mars. So, hey,
stop being
all that arrogant. That's dumb.
All I say is, I say it again, anything that you start saying does not exist because, well, science has improved it. We are not the be-all and end-all. Our science is not the be-all end-all. If you could, and I had this discussion, and I'm going to say the person who actually agreed with me, Maximus Dykoff, we had this conversation over copious amounts of wine, that there's a possibility that some things that we see now that we think, you know, ghosts, whatever have you, we just may not have the science to figure out what the hell it is or how it works yet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could go back to, say, 1836 and pull out a cell phone to somebody in 1836, this looks like magic. How does that work?
Exactly. Oh, my God, you're a witch.
You're a burner. That's a burner, yes. Yeah. So who knows what will happen in the next few years? We just don't know. You don't need to stop with the we think we know everything. We don't.
No.
Anyway, we're having a soapboxing today. It's Good Friday.
We are, yes.
Okay, while Ginger was talking, I ducked into an MMO. I ducked in and out because I've never seen it this type. It's an Asian-themed MMO called Yitian.
Never heard of it.
It's from Reality Square Games, and it's, again, a Chinese-themed browser-based game developed by Team Top Games. They're from China, and it was published by Reality Square Games in Shanghai, and it'll be launching their beta phase today on the R2 Games
platform.
Yes, in Yitian, you travel the world of the Yuan Dynasty. In China, on a quest to master the secrets contained... Excuse me, on two ancient Kung Fu scrolls.
Bless you.
I had pizza for breakfast. I do that on occasion.
I don't like you right now.
I'm sorry. The beauty of Yitian is...
I had a brownie and Rice Krispies.
Well, I can't eat anything else. See, know your calories, people. I can't eat... I have to be careful what I eat the rest of the day now. That was like 700 calories.
Wow.
Good portion of what I can have for the day. Okay, so the beauty of Yitian is versatility. So from traditional turn-based RPG battles to a multiplayer arena to a familiar game called Rock, Paper, Scissors, Yitian has it all. On the main quest, you could follow the main storyline as you travel through the Yuan Dynasty China, defeat enemies, and obtain items and equipment to increase your character's strength. The Grove of Valor is another unique player killer event held 8:15 every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, Ginger. Divided into three divisions based on character level. You have your beginner level, 30 to 49, intermediate, 50 to 69, and advanced, 70 plus. Only the 500 strongest players from each level division can fight in the Grove of Valor. Upon entering, you begin just fighting. Just go for it. Winning a battle earns you 2 points, and losing earns you 1 point. Each player has 20 lives. When the player has no lives left, you will be automatically transported away from the event. The event will last until only one player is left standing. That is kind of hot. I like that.
That is.
They also have Kulum Mountains. That's every day at 7:30. You can go there and talk to an NPC in the city, and you'll be dressed as Yetis, and your names will be displayed as Yetis, so you don't know who's what. There will also be real Yetis roaming the mountains, and you have to figure out which one to kill. There are four kinds of real Yetis. And they said, of course, you click on a Yeti to enter battle. Defeating a real Yeti will earn you 1 point with a chance to obtain treasures, and defeating a player will earn 3 points. Killing players will not win you any treasures. You also have checkpoints, which is like a mini board game within Yitian itself. And, of course, they say, he who obtains the sword will rule the world. Yitian. I did pop in. It's very, very pretty. And
is it?
Yeah, it's very, very pretty. It's smooth. I was kind of impressed with the look and the fact that you don't see very many Asian themed games at all.
No, not really.
At all. And I know there was a company some years ago that was developing there was supposed to be an Asian-themed MMO based on, you know, the different styles of martial arts. There was also another group that was making one that was based off of I guess you call it ancient Africa or whatever. And those are the games I want to see. That's something different. I maybe would go and get lost in there for a while because it's different from what you're used to. You know, we're all tired of the orcs and trolls, people. No more orcs and trolls, please. Man,
we are done. We are done
with the
orcs and trolls. I don't want to kill five rats. I don't. No, no.
Remember,
no.
This rat thing is a touchy subject with you, Jen.
Think about it. From EverQuest on, every game we've played just about has had go kill five rats.
And bring
I don't want to kill forever.
Look, and they want you to bring you back the teeth or something like that. Or,
yeah.
Oh, I don't want to bring back
it. Bring us back Skull the Five. No, I'm going to bring back Skull, your mother. Stop telling me to kill her.
Oh, Jinjo. No mother Skulls.
But just little mother Skull?
No, no mama Skulls. No, no, no.
Little mama Skulls?
No, no mama.
All right, people are going to be like, what the hell is going on here?
It is Friday and we are happy, happy girls.
Yes, we are. All right, Shatner faces the alien Gorn again in promo for upcoming release of Star Trek, the video game.
Did you say shot in the face? Because that was the quotable for last night.
No. Shatner.
Well, like Shatner.
William Shatner.
Oh, yeah. That's a dirty old man there.
Yeah, he is. More than four decades after they first squared off on an isolated desert planet, William Shatner comes face-to-face again with the menacing Gorn species of Star Trek fame. But this time, the battle begins on a comfy sofa with two former foes seated in front of a video screen as they fight again in promotion for the April 26th release of Star Trek, the video game. I am showing it to you right now over on Twitch if you're watching. The original Kirk Gorn duel was seen in the classic 1967 Arena episode of the Star Trek series.
Ooh.
Millions of people have viewed the original on YouTube. I've got it up on GameNatrix.com. I know, right? That's awesome. In the promotional video, which debuted Thursday exclusively on Yahoo Movies, Shatner and a stuntman in a replica Gorn suit are seen casually playing Star Trek the video game when a dispute leads to a friendly fight reenacting actual choreographed pieces from the classic TV brawl Blow for Blow. This time, however, couch pillows replace what appeared to be space rocks that were thrown the first time around. By the way, the spotlight, the adventure and fun everyone can actually have playing as Captain Kirk in the new game.
Captain Kirk, not him.
I know, right? Then to team up with the legendary former captain himself to play one of his old foes. This is coming from Leanne Stables, president of Consumer Product. Shatner is such a great sport, and that Gorn had absolutely no chance of coming out on top this time. After spending a day on the set with the Gorn to create the video, veteran actor Shatner, who originated the role of Captain Kirk in Star Trek, the original series, adds, "It never ceases to amaze me how many people still ask me about that scene. It's 46 years later, and he hasn't aged as well as I have." Oh, my God. Yeah, the highly anticipated Star Trek, the video game, features a vastly updated version of the Gorn as the key foe to legendary duo Kirk and Spock. Players take on the roles of Kirk and Spock, who work together to get to the heart of a mysterious attack by an enemy with unimaginable strength, a reimagined version of the Gorn. In an entirely original story written by BAFTA Award winner Marion Krauzik, the Gorn is a terrifying threat with an army that could overwhelm Kirk, Spock, and the crew of the Enterprise. Yay! Okay, so again, this whole video, there's several videos here. All of them can be found on GameNatrix.com this morning. Head over there, check them out, click the links, all that fun stuff. And oh my God, Shatner. I want to laugh, but the sad part is I know how much of an ass he is. I've seen interviews. He is not a nice guy.
We interviewed him. He wasn't mean. He was just really dirty. I was glad we weren't in the same room when we interviewed
him. How he treats some of his, like, old co-stars.
That's what the movie, what's that movie with Tim Allen in it is based off of? If you haven't seen that, it's based off of Star Trek and William Shatner. Oh, God, Galaxy Quest. If you haven't seen Galaxy Quest, when you watch it, if you were a Star Trek fan, you'll get it. I wasn't a Star Trek fan, but I understood what was going on. Old movies. Okay, I don't know what's going on. Game Anvil is all up in my mailbox. like crazy.
Really? What they got going on?
They've launched a game called Spawn Wars 2 on Google Play. Wait a minute. They've got more because they sent me a bunch this morning and yesterday. We didn't get to them because we left and we just had so much going on. Where's the other one you guys sent? I mean, go back to the new one you just sent. I think I deleted it. I suck. I wasn't supposed to, but I think I did. I'd be sorry, Game Anvil. You have a lot of games out. Let me go back to your other one. I'll tell them about this one instead. I'm sorry. Okay, so this is... Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There it is. I found the other one. Okay, Fantasy Quest also is out on the App Store. Spawn Wars, let's see. What is going on with the Spawn Wars? Okay, this one is Spawn Wars 2, actually. It's a simple touch-and-drag puzzle game, which none of us here really like. I'm sorry, guys. We just don't. Well, I shouldn't say that. I haven't played it. You're able to test your brain by advancing through stages of varying environments, allowing for creative strategies. The game is supposed to focus on a new bonus hero mode. You're able to play as a hero cell and participate in action RPG combat. This allows for some much-needed mental relief throughout the games. Spawn 2 is supposed to be the ultimate puzzle RPG that'll have users engaged in their journey towards creating life at the end of the game. Then you also have from them, really there? Fantasy Quest on the App Store. This one is a turn-based fantasy RPG with elements of Kingdom Quest in it. A fellowship of valiant heroes must advance through various quests and stages in their journey towards making their kingdom the best in all lands. Players can improve their party by upgrading advanced weaponry and unlocking new heroes. With 14 unique heroes, players can devise strategies to optimize their own personal lineups. Featuring real-time PvP and advanced tournament modes, players can put their skills to the test against friends and players from around the world. Equipped with vibrant hand-drawn artwork and retro gameplay, Fantasy Quest is sure to capture the hearts of fantasy RPG fans around the globe. Yay! And it's out on the...
Yay!
But no droid for this one, so...
No droid?
Nope, no droid this time. We just get just on the iOS, I guess. Why can't we play?
Huh. All right. Why can't we play? Come on.
Thanks a lot there.
Yeah. How dare y'all? How dare y'all? Not letting us play. All right, so it is my go again. I was trying to read that one story, but I don't know how I'm going to shorten it. So anyways, Able Gamers PAX East Pachinko for charity event raises over $17,000. Able Gamers Foundation announced that its Pachinko for charity event at PAX East 2013 in Boston over the weekend raised $17,022.09. The group dedicated to evangelizing the need for accessibility in video games for all gamers says that supporters came out in droves, woot woot, waiting as long as 20 minutes to play even while the lines were three or four rows deep. Honestly, I can't even express how happy I am right now, says Mark Bartlett, president and founder of the Able Gamers Foundation. We were all touched by such a wonderful feeling, seeing people come out in the numbers they did to support improving the quality of life for gamers with disabilities. And beyond that, Indie Gala, who has been such a staunch supporter of our mission, donated more than $4,000 to get the weekend started. They have gone out of their way to express the importance of supporting the disability community. Able Gamers is humbled and grateful to all of our sponsors and fans who supported this event. We hope to put on more of these throughout the year and make 2013 stand out as the year the game accessibility movement really took off. That's awesome. For more information about the Pachinko for Charity, Pachinko for Charity, you can check out the group's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ablegamers. They also have pictures, event details, and all that over on their Facebook page. So go over there, check it out. All right, so since that one was short, can I do another one?
Sí, mamacita, sí. Am I muted?
No. Sorry. Somebody just messaged me on Steam. And if you're listening, dude, I will get back to you on that. Connecticut State Police details. They all distracted me off from stuff. Connecticut State Police detail items taken from Sandy Hook shooter's home. Connecticut State Police have released a search warrant for Sandy Hook Elementary School shooter Adam Lanza's home, but very few game-related items were actually collected, despite a wildly speculative report from the New York Daily News that reported, that cited a law enforcement source close to the situation. In that report, the anonymous source claimed that Lanza was a deranged gamer who had a gigantic spreadsheet with stats from other mass shootings. They don't believe this is just a spreadsheet, says the source at the time. They believe it was a score sheet. This is the work of a video gamer, and that his intent was to put his own name at the very top of that list. They believe that he picked an elementary school because he felt it was a point of least resistance where he could rack up the greatest number of kills. At least that's what that Connecticut police person believed. But looking through the list of confiscated items, there doesn't seem to be a mention of a gigantic spreadsheet or any specific video games. That part of the New York Daily News report may be related to an unnamed witness. The Yahoo News story reports that the FBI interviewed an unidentified resident who described Lanza as a shut-in, an avid gamer who plays Call of Duty and rarely leaves the house. The witness also told FBI agents that Lanza had a gun safe containing at least four guns. He or she also said that Lanza had attended Sandy Hook Elementary School and that the school was Adam Lanza's life. Really? Superior Court Judge John Blawey ordered parts of the documents redacted after the state prosecutors requested that the identity of a key witness not be revealed for another 90 days. Other information in the document was also redacted. The information was released after parents and community leader in Newton and the state complained that they were being informed about the investigation after other people in other states, namely law enforcement agencies at a conference in New York, were being given details. All right, so there's an update on this. Keen-eyed readers may have noticed that two items along the crap that was hauled out of Lanza's residence were an NRA certificate for Nancy Lanza and a copy of the NRA Guide to the Basics of Pistol Shooting. This has led many to assume that the Lanzas were NRA members. As such, the National Rifle Association was quick to release a statement. There's no record of a member relationship between Newton killer Adam Lanza, nor between Nancy Lanza, Lanza or in Lanza, with the National Rifle Association. Reporting to the contrary is reckless, false, and defamatory. Wow. Really, y'all want to talk about reckless, false, and defamatory? Really, NRA? Really? You know what? Just go back to your Twinkies. Shut up. Yay!
I'm there. I'm like, wow. More. Okay, I don't have anything to say with this. Anyway, moving along. Put up my link.
Okay, it's up.
All right, our people from across the pond who apparently know how to be way better gamers than we are over here on this side have brought out a new gadget there at a gadget, let the gadget live show. Funstock.co.uk will be showing off their new Sega Mega Drive Ultimate Handheld Console next week at the Gadget Show Live. The Retro Games console features a 2.8-inch LCD screen, SD card slot, so you can download more games online, and 20 built-in games already. Yes, it will have Sonic 1 and 2. You'll be able to get your hands on it at the show, where Funstock will also be taking orders. Now, that's smart. The 20 built-in games include, and this is one that used to irritate the hell out of me when I was little, Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle. Anybody else hate that game? Alien Storm, Altered Beast, Arrow, Flash, Columns, Crackdown, love Crackdown, Echo, I hated Echo the Dolphin, Eastwatch, City Under Siege, Fatal Labyrinth, Flicky, Golden Axe, Jewel Master, Shadow Dancer, The Secrets of Shinobi, hey, I remember vaguely something about that, Shinobi 3, Return of the Ninja Master, Streets of Rage 1 and 2, which I love, just came out on the Xbox Live Marketplace, but you can't find it, Sonic and Knuckles, Sonic Space Spinball, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And actually, we were talking about Streets of Rage a couple of weeks ago. I was telling you that they had a really nice female character who she had on her little denim skirt and her shirt, but she kicked much butt. Loved her. Funstock.co.uk will be in attendance at the Gadget Show Live, which is going to take place April 3rd through the 7th at Stand C201, presenting their range of retro game consoles, including Neo Geo, Atari, and Sega branded products. Very smart. This new announcement, of course, follows shortly after the confirmation that five new Neo Geo X game packs are available for pre-order. The game packs include a total of 15 new Neo Geo X games and will ship with a charging cable and firmware update for the console. Nice. You can pre-order at the website you're looking at there that Ginger has up. Again, that is funstock.co.uk/Sega-Mega-Drive.arcade. Just get over there. Just get over there and you'll find it. That link is too long there, Funco, or Funstock. They're way too long. Well, I can't tell y'all that part, but we can talk about that after the show. Nice. I don't know why they didn't do this before. People were already taking your gains and doing whatever they want to with them. You can't just abandon your stuff.
Exactly.
Like, I'm about to give me another copy of the movies and play over the weekend. Oh, my God.
Are you okay over there?
Oh, painkiller. Why would you do it? Why Easter?
I don't know.
Why do we do it? I got to do this one, too, Ginger, real quick.
All right. You go ahead.
Zombie Watch, Nordic Game.
Oh, no, not the zombies. No, not the zombies. Oh, the zombies.
Painkiller, Hell and Damnation. Zombie Bunker is available today. This is the latest addition to the popular demon-slaying shooter. Sees Daniel Garner forced into the hellish world of the military. You get to fight your way through to break him out of the chaotic, insane world where the American, Russian, and German military have joined forces to create an all-powerful demonic army nightmare. The zombie bunker.
Nah, not the demons.
Yes, the zombie bunker includes a new single-player map, The Bunker, which includes a new boss fight and a new multiplayer map, DM Frankenstein. In addition, Stalingrad map, formerly known as Leningrad, have been reworked to now include airstrikes, Zeppelin firebombs, and airborne zombie troops. All right, so you can pick this up on Steam right now. Oh, I forgot it's Friday. I have to give you all Steam sales after Ginger does her story. But you can pick this one up, Steam stores.steampower.com/app229230. Go pick yourself up one if you want to play with the zombies. Ginger, back to you, Ginger.
Sorry. Sega Mega Drive Ultimate handheld console being shown at the Gadget Show Live.
Ginger.
What?
I just read that.
Was that about the Mega Drive?
Yes, right before.
Because I saw the controllers, but it didn't look the same. So it's like a I'm sorry. And somebody awesome was giving me a code for a game, so thank you.
Aw, sweet.
So I was a little bit distracted there for a second. The adventures of the river kind. Yeah, free. Oh, I've got this, don't I? No. Yeah, I do. I think this is it.
Mm-mm.
Anyways, no, I don't think this is it. The Adventures of the Rubber Kid, free bullying prevention game, allows players to help bullied kids. Yay! I've got this up on GameMatrix.com this morning. Gamers from around the world have rescued princesses, saved the world, and stopped horrible villains countless times. But how many times have they done something as simple as to protect someone who is being bullied? The Adventures of Rubber Kid is a simple yet entertaining game that can be beaten in less than half an hour. But the lessons it leaves behind are invaluable. Each level pits Rubber Kid, the player, against bullies in an effort to protect the innocent child or children from the harsh insults hurled at them. Levels include a child hiding in a fort made of desks, a sports field with a team player, or cheerleaders being bullied from the stands, and boy riding the bus to school. The game has several different play styles, all of which are easy enough for anyone to enjoy. The primary bullying prevention lessons come from successfully completing each level. Once the level is cleared, the player sees what would have happened to the child had the bullies continued, as well as what amazing things that child will accomplish now that you have stood up for them. The game is a great tool for children and adults of all ages and has a couple of features that they want us to tell you about. 9 levels of gameplay featuring 3 different game types. Lessons learned easily carry over to the real world, simply pointing out how words can really hurt people and how it is to simply not stand and laugh or join in with the bullies. All right, people, you word this thing strange. Players can print out a certificate pledge as a reminder to not bully others, but to also speak up when others are bullied. The certificate includes the player's name on it. Those interested can donate what they want to Rubber Kid, including nothing at all. This allows schools and libraries easy access to this fun and educational program, and the game can even be customized for their use. Yay! All right, so like I said, I've got this up on GameMatrix.com. It is free to download and play. It's over at thecritterverse.com/rubberkid, but head over to GameMatrix.com this morning. Check out the pictures, check out the links, all that fun stuff.
Nice. All right, it's that time. It's time for Friday Game Sales!
Yay!
Okay, and I'm addressing this first one specifically to Ginger. You no longer have any excuse for not playing Grand Theft Auto after I tell you about this sale. GTA has, well, there's Steam sales for GTA all over the place. Ginger, GTA 4, the complete thing, the Liberty City Stories, everything, $7.49, Ginger. Come on now.
That is not bad. $7 and you said 49 cents?
$7.49 at Steam right now.
Hot.
Now, if you just want just GTA 4, you don't want the stories, you just want to play around, $4.99, Ginger. No excuse, Ginger.
No excuse? Are you sure there's no excuse?
There's no excuse. And then this is the new one's getting ready to come out. You got to get it together. Okay, those of you who want to try out Tomb Raider, go ahead and hop over to Gamer's Gate and Green Man Gaming. They've got it on sale for $37.46.
We love Tomb Raider Gate.
That's right. The episodes. Now, let's say you go and you get the episode, you get GTA 4, you whip through it, because Ginger will do things like that, and you say, now what? Well, she said, I've already spent, you know, my $4.99, and I didn't buy the full version. Well, you can go ahead and add that on. Episodes from Liberty City is only $4.99 at Steam. Ginger. Y'all tell Ginger she needs to play. Now, if you never played any of the GTAs and you're trying to get caught up, still, $7.49 at Steam. Pick it up. You can get caught up. I think I'm missing one or two I never played. If you want to see what it's all about. Also, you have your people who love Borderlands. $5. $5 for Borderlands. Cheap. Okay. Stop it, Ginger. Space Pirates and Zombies on sale. Steam. $2.49. Apparently, bugs like to bite me on my legs. My legs are tasty. Something just bit me. San Andreas, $3.74 on Steam. I'm sorry, it's all about Steam today. They're doing a lot of sales today.
They are, man. They are prepped for Friday.
They are ready. They know how to do a sister right.
really?
Well, in this instance, they do. Speaking of not doing right, The Sims 3 is on sale at Steam if you've never played it for $20.09. That's at GameStop. I'm sorry. This is their download. I believe their digital download. I'm not sure. I'm going to check this one out for you if it's the downloaded version, which is all kinds of hot because this one will work with everything. If you never played Limbo, you've been hearing a lot about it. So it's won all these awards. $3.99 for Limbo. Pick it up. Okay, I have checked out the Sims one for you guys. Looks like this is a downloadable one, I think, for $20. That is not bad. I'm almost...
That's $20?
$20. Tempted to buy it just because. They have the Guild on sale. Why do I keep wanting to buy the Guild? I have the Guild 2 here, and I keep wanting to buy it. That's a really good simulator. Those of you who didn't like The Sims Medieval, go play the Guild instead. The Guild 2 instead. That's what The Sims Medieval Sims should have been like. Other sales, you got your Vice City on sale. Grand Theft Auto Vice City, $2.49. Come on, people. It's Friday. Get your pizza, your Snickers ice cream, because that's what I'm going to do later. World of Goo. You never played that one?
I don't even think I've heard of the World of Goo before. So
$2.49. Oh, my God. Uplink, the game y'all hear me in love with, made by the introverted people that made the prison architect. $2.49 to play Uplink. And it will keep you occupied, I swear, if it doesn't scare you because you start thinking you're really hacking stuff. It gets a little confusing. That's one of those where you're like, I wonder, am I really doing something? You also got at GameStop Sleeping Dogs, the SWAT pack, $2.67 for that. Actually, all of the packs are like $2, $1.33, $2, $1.33, $2.67. If you didn't play Sleeping Dogs, now's a good time to pick it up. That's at GameStop. You also got your... Wait a minute. I actually had scrolled down here and had one ready. My head's itching, Ginger. Do something about it. If you've never played... Yes. Overlord is on sale also at Green Man Gaming for a mere... pittance, $2.49. People, you could just take $60 and go nuts. Just be gaming just till you can't see straight. Please don't die, though. We don't want you to die. Get up, breathe, walk around.
Don't die. Die would be bad.
Okay, and then the last one I'm going to tell you about, because you can get these at GameStop, and I'm so excited because I may have to go get this. Sims 3 University Life is already on sale at GameStop for 25% off, $29.99. Not bad. And also Seasons, if you didn't play that. Oh, my God. Seasons. Gold? Oh, my God. Okay, we told you the new Thief was coming out. I have to tell you about that before we go. GameStop, $6.69 if you never played Thief. The originator of all this stuff that you all think is so cool in games. The first-person shooter, stealth. Yeah. lovely. All right. Every Friday we tell you about these sales. So if you're waiting, if you're trying to figure out what to do for the weekend, you're going to be stuck at your house, you got relatives coming over, you just get a bunch of these and you just disappear into a room and be like, I'm busy, I'm working. Keep your headphones on, though, so they don't hear the, you know, the gunfire or whatever you're playing.
True story. All right. So we got a little bit of second time about this one. The light swatter smacks into the Apple App Store today.
It smacks?
Jack unleashed their latest mobile game. Jellyvision announced today their next game for the mobile platform, Lifewater. Launched today on iOS devices with a future Android release planned, Lifewater is an irreverent multiplayer trivia game that asks, can you separate strange fiction from stranger fact? To download Lifewater free, over on the iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch, you can visit the link, which is up on GameMatrix.com this morning. Lifewater is the further evolution or de-evolution of our brand of twisted trivia. Another chance to prove to your friends that they're dumber than you are. Plus, you get to see bugs. Deceitful lying bugs. Anyway, this comes from Mike Builder, General Manager of Jellyvision Games. We've built Lifewater from the ground up as a quick turn-based mobile gaming experience that we think both you don't know Jack fans and insectophobes alike will love. They say, just so you know, no bugs actually were harmed during the game. We love all creatures of the earth. I don't. Nuke them all. If they have more than four legs, they should die.
With
two eyes, they should die.
Hey, let me cover Kitney's just here. She didn't mean it. She doesn't know you have an extra leg.
I said more than four legs or two eyes.
She's got an extra leg.
Really?
No.
Okay, then. That's the coolest cat ever. Lifewater is a free-to-play, turn-based mobile trivia game. Players may find opposing players via Facebook Connect, email, and username, or play a random unsuspecting foe if they prefer. Integration with Apple's Game Center is also planned. In each of the three rounds, players pick a category and are presented with seven statements. And then the swatting begins. Players find and crush ridiculous lies with a satisfying splat while avoiding odd truths like Christmas trees kill an average of 13 people per year. Really? Not feeling confident? Jellyvision Games has you covered with category zappers and helpers available for purchase with in-game tokens. Don't worry, Jellyvision Games won't judge you for artificially enhancing your performance. Lifewaters represents Jellyvision Games' second mobile effort and a further demonstration of the developer's focus on the social and mobile gaming world. Expect content updates and special categories to be announced soon. I am so getting this for the Android as soon as it comes out because this sounds like so much fun. They did not, however, tell me if it's going to be free or not. Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Free. Hey, it's free. I lied. It's free. Free for the iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch, and eventually for the Android. Droid. Yay! Yeah. Yay!
Ginger?
Yeah?
Do we need to put you in the corner?
Maybe.
Ginger?
Yeah?
I'm scared. You're scaring me.
Don't be scared. I'm awesome. Awesome.
All right. Oh, YouTube, apparently following suit and probably feeling the pinch from Twitch, announced today at GDC, a new series of programming APIs that will allow developers to live stream gameplay directly within their games. Ooh. This is going to be juicy. A few titles already offer the service, like Call of Duty Black Ops 2, but the new APIs will bring in-game streaming to far more developers. According to the report by The Verge, the APIs will create a stream based on live gameplay, transcode the stream in real time, handle sending the correct resolution to viewers. The new service is expanded from previous offerings by YouTube, and streams will now be available on Droid and iOS. Oh, my God. Oh, Twitch, I'm sorry. We do love you. Content creators using the service can schedule breaks in their stream for ads or screenshots. YouTube believes game streaming is another option for players to share their experiences. Video is the most powerful tool to enable that to happen, said the YouTube product manager, Satyajit Salgar. I said that perfect. What?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so the expansion of the service may be a defensive mode against similar services like, yes, Twitch. Twitch has built a significant game-focused streaming empire and currently has partnerships with EA, Activision, Blizzard, and
but
Sony.
If you allow me to choose when my commercials are and stream live and that I can stream porn.
Yeah. Sony is also working with another streaming company, Ustream, which I was going to talk to you about, to provide the share service on the PlayStation.
Yeah, but Ustream is paid for.
We'll talk about it. The live game streaming is only available from within the game. So as YouTube has not yet opened the streaming capabilities to regular users, but we are not regular, company hopes it can bring the option to those users.
Yeah, anything but regular.
Yep. I knew this was coming. I said, this is not going to work. You know why? Because of the posting? Yeah. It's kind of a middleman, and YouTube is like, why don't we just cut them out? Oh.
Exactly. Exactly. YouTube's all like... Mm-mm, these are our folks. Nice try.
Yeah. You're going to just be uploading stuff to our servers from you. How about we do this? Bam!
Hell yeah. See, and I like YouTube because I can stream adult stuff and put a lock on it where you can't do that on Twitch.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Because there have been several beautiful, beautiful sins in my Second Life, but I can't stream them because there are people there who are not dressed appropriately.
Well, that's anywhere in Second Life if you just happen to be standing.
Like last night, I would have loved to have streamed that burlesque. I mean, because nobody got naked. It was beautiful. It was really, really well done, actually. I was very impressed. But because other people there were not dressed appropriately, I could not stream it. So anyways, y'all are like, what the hell are you talking about? Pixel burlesque. It was really cool. Rose Online newest PvP map, Draconis Peak, goes live for all players. Gravity Interactive, a publisher of exciting massive multiplayer online role-playing games, MMORPGs, is proud to announce Rose Online's a new expansion to their player-versus-player experience, Draconis Peaks, and it's now open. Play now for free! Oh yeah, I said free. RoseOnlineGame.com. Draconis Peaks is an area inhabited. by powerful dragons who relentlessly attempt to claim dominion over the territory through the expansion of their brood. Oh my god, it's going to be another Leroy Jenkins. To aid in this expansion, teams of brave adventurers assist the dragons in stealing eggs from their brood. Team. Each team can consist of up to 10 players, with brackets ranging from 100 to 230, battling it out for honor points redeemed for unique items and gear. Not your straightforward PvP map, says Ryan Leonis Almania, Rose lead developer. It's not about who can kill more, but defending the eggs and capturing the opposing. There are multiple ways to win, and players are going to need strategy. All right, so you can play free now over at playroseonline.com. Head over to gamingatrix.com. Pretty sure I have this up. Check out. Yay!
Have the weirdest friends.
Yes, we do, but you love us.
I love all of you. You all are the weirdest bunch of weirdos I've ever seen in my
life. Yes, we are.
Yeah, I'm going to move along. I think we don't even have time for one more story. It's time.
Man, I got to find a song now.
What song would that be?
I don't know. It's from some kids' movie way back when. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Y'all hear this? What?
All right, so, of course, it's almost time for us to go. I'm just going to throw this out there before we go. Really quick story. Your iPhone 5S is going to launch June 20th, 8 months after the iPhone 5. So VentureBeat says, do you feel lucky? Huh? Do you? All right, so just we're going to go on that note. Because, iPhone 5. We will see you guys bright and early Monday morning. Make sure you're listening. Well, of course, we'll be around on the weekend. You know, Ginger likes to stream. I'm going to try to jump in and stream, but I have to clear something first before I actually do mine, because mine's going to be epic.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I'm just getting a new game and stream. Check it out.
That woman is not right. I was talking to you off air. Anyway, we see the rest of you on Monday.
Don't beat me. Don't leave me alone. She's going to beat me.
I'm not going to beat you. Baby Nature says, wave in. She says to say, see you suckers later. That's just whispered in my ear. So bye, y'all. Jimmy Dabba, Jimmy Dabba, baby.
It's the time for the team, we clean the tear them all to pick them. It's the time for the rap believers. I beat the boom, the king, the team, we come for the old feet. Super the bump, the king, see me come for the old feet. Oh my god, for the vibe, and for the boom, something, keep the night, give me that for the boom, something, just joker. I'm with the rhythm, gather, demons, I got them gather. Moon with them, to see the chair that I'm having, tapped it. Drum to the number, time for the hum to the game for your beat. Chip with the something, see me come for the bump, Kalinka. I'm the boom.
Ginger.
Later, boys and girls.